So I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about kind of your strategy and how things felt throughout the heats today.
Well, I guess I was really happy with the qualifier, and that definitely gave me some confidence going into the heats. And in my quarterfinal, I wanted to try to stay kind of near the front, because I think a lot can happen, and if there's a fall or something, you obviously the further towards the front you are, the more the more likely you are to avoid that. Sorry, I have resac. And Nadine took it out pretty hot, and I just sort of hopped in behind her and followed her around the course. And I think we had a really fast heat too, but I was psyched with that. And then I definitely started getting a little in the semi, and we had a really stacked heat, but I knew that it was going to be fast. And so I knew those top being in the top four was really important. And so I was psyched to be fourth and sneak in as lucky loser. And then, yeah, in the final, I definitely lost a little steam, but tried to keep pushing, and it was pretty cool to look ahead and see Rosie taking the win. So that gave me a little extra motivation to keep pushing down the final stretch.
And Davos has historically been a pretty good venue for you. And you talked, I think I caught your pre-race interview with Fis, and you were talking about how it's kind of a tactical and technical course and that you really like that aspect of it. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that plays in?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's at altitude, which it's at 5,000, I think, which for the US isn't actually that high, but it's kind of the highest we race at on the World Cup, and you definitely feel it. And it's funny because it's a pretty flat course, but there's that one little kicker of a hill that you go up twice. And if I don't pace this in the qualifier, you definitely pay for it the second lap. And so I think I've sort of figured out how to pace it well in the qualifier, and as a result, I've been able to have some pretty good qualifiers the last few years. But I think the altitude adds an exciting component, and then those corners are a little technical, and some people go down there every year. And there's that long flat that's nice and wide so people can make moves. But I think, yeah, the combination of all that stuff, like needing to pace it and having those technical corners, it all makes it a pretty fun sprint race.
And how's it been having some extra time there in terms of a little bit extra block here without the races in Lillehammer?
It's well, being in the sun and snow after Finland is quite the treat, and so it was I was psyched to be here for an extra week, and it also kind of gave us an extra week to acclimate, which I honestly don't know if that makes it hurt any less. It still hurts a lot, but it's been really nice here. I feel like it's either dumping snow or full sun every day. So we've been getting out for some nice skis and just sort of enjoying being in a beautiful place.
Do you think, not having been able to get to altitude at all during the summer, that this will provide any boost in that way?
Yeah, well, I was lucky. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I actually made it out to Colorado a couple times in the summer, and so I spent some time at altitude. But yeah, historically, I've felt pretty good after being at altitude, as long as I take it easy enough while I'm there. So hopefully, it makes us all feel good for Dresden next week. And then I think most of us will be back at a little mild altitude before the tour. And yeah, I think the longer we're here, kind of the better it starts to feel. So that's the hope with the team.
Awesome. Any other thoughts on today?
I mean, I think just highlighting what an amazing day it was for the team. It was so cool to see Rosie take her first World Cup win in a sprint race. It was absolutely amazing to have 10 people qualify for the heats. Like, I know the Scandinavians aren't here, but it's still a really competitive field, and you saw some really tight times in there. And so I think it was an amazing day for our team. And also, one of the highlights for me was having Hannah Halvorsen back and starting her first World Cup since her and her first race since her accident. So that was really special for all of us. So I think it was overall just a really exciting day for the team. We seem to love Davos.